the Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
No one put you down when I'm around.
Well, welcome, radio and podcast listeners. I am your friend, Jay, and you've tuned into the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, where every weekend I do my best to bring you a viable conversation about home mortgages, real estate, houses, investments, retirement, and going to sleep with a balanced budget. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator. First and foremost, that's why I started the show as a home and mortgage talk show. Now it's home mortgage talk show. And I also bring experience from a real estate investor standpoint, which I'll go into the details, and also from a 7 baby step financial peace approach individual. And as a financial peace family, that means balancing your budget, following the 7 baby steps, and living like nobody else. And as a Ramsey Solutions and the Personalities say, if you want to live like no one else, you first have to live like no one else. And that's what we do right here in the Garvin's household. That's what we do on the Jay Garvin Show. And today I've got a great conversation with you. Starting as a licensed loan originator, I have brought you through what it takes to get licensed in the mortgage industry. I've talked to you about what it takes to complete an application in the purchase or refinance process. We've talked endlessly about real estate and investment properties and second homes and short-term rentals and how to buy them, with episodes such as All Neighborhoods and Zip Codes Are Not Created Equal. We've done the 7-plus forms of income, but today, for the first time in over 780 shows, I'm actually going to have a candid conversation about the paperwork that helps us get to home ownership.
What you talking about, mister?
Now, if you want to start the purchase loan or refinance loan process, I would encourage you to call me at 719-330-1457. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. We are the Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage. I'm very, very honored and humbled as you listen to the radio today, but then also throughout the week at KRDO. Dave Ramsey has personally endorsed me and the team of Churchill here in Colorado Springs and throughout the entire state of Colorado. But then between Ken Smith and I, we are licensed in almost a dozen states. I span all the way from Utah down through the Bible Belt and Tennessee and in and through Florida. You just call me at 719-330-1457 and I can help you get a Churchill certified approval. And I've done radio shows on that in the past. And today, with the drum roll, Matt, we are going to focus on real estate purchase contracts right here in Colorado through DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies. And I'm going to have none other than Mark Salas with Best Realty come in and talk about this. But I want to lay a very strong foundation. See, Colorado is regulated by the Department of Regulatory Agencies. And within the Department of Regulatory Agencies, there is a series of contracts for real estate that are standardized throughout the state. Mark Salas and I are going to talk about that. There are updates every single year. If you're a licensed real estate agent listening, like I'm a licensed loan originator, every single year you need to do continuing education, CE, just like I do as a licensed loan originator. I need to do 8 hours of continuing education every year, plus each individual state that I have, which is a little bit unique from real estate agents. It's not impossible. But there are far fewer real estate agents that cross over state borders. But in mortgage, like I said, with Florida, with South Carolina, with Tennessee, with New Mexico, Colorado, with Kansas, Wyoming, with Utah, and other states, Ken Smith and I have licenses And each one of those states requires some type of continuing education as well. I mention that because Bill McAfee, who does the economic update every single month here with Empire Title, a subordinate company to Stewart, sister company to several other title companies, I forget right now, but Empire Title teaches on the DORA real estate contract. It is a monster, friends. It's like 26 pages long and it's standardized. We're not going to get into all of the details of it today, but what we are going to talk about is why we have a standardized contract for real estate, why we have and what does it mean to have listing agents, seller agents, buyer agents, and transaction agents. We're going to talk about all of those today and what it means to you. We're also going to talk about whether the DORA approved standardized real estate contract, and it's called the contract to buy or sell real estate, why it's positive to have it standardized. Are there alternatives to it? Because within mortgage, within real estate, within law, within property management, within estates, within Second Amendment weapon ownership, there's always exceptions to the rule for and with and in between friends and family. Like an example of this would be, if you're a licensed loan originator and you do a certain number of contracts and mortgages and fundings every year, you have to meet all of the licensing requirements. But if you're a family member and you want to sell a house to another family member and provide the owner carry finance for another family member, there's no rules or laws that you need to follow. You can write an agreement on a napkin, call it a promissory note, file it with the county, and you do not have a license or regulatory requirement. It's the same thing with a weapon. We've got all these new gun laws, but if you have a weapon like I do, and I have a brother, which I do, and I want to give a weapon to my brother or receive a weapon from my brother, there's not all these licensing and regulations. And the same thing is for real estate. If you have a piece of property that you're selling, like I just completed this week, from father to son through an estate, you don't have to have an official real estate contract. But we're going to talk about the advantages of having a real estate contract. It's kind of like running on rails rather than just haphazardly down a beach in deep sand. It gives you guidelines. It gives you different standards to follow. It gives you different clauses to understand. It gives you definitely different rights. And here's like one example. If you decide to write a contract for your brother and you write it on a napkin, and then there becomes an issue with the contract, with the exchange of money or the condition of the house, there's no mediation, there's no clauses that are in place. So I'm going to explain to you how you can protect yourself. Mark Solis from Best Realty is going to add to that conversation, and we're going to bring you through the A, B's, and C's of understanding a real estate purchase contract in Colorado in 2026. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction right here locally with my team at Churchill Mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. 719-330-1457. Back after these important messages.
I don't gamble, I don't fight, I don't be hanging in the bars at night. Yeah, I used to be a fighter, but now I am a wiser man. I don't drink much, I don't smoke, I don't be hardly mess around with no dough. Yeah, I used to be a problem, but now I am a careful man.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the meat?
could have seen the man that I used to be. I was trouble in perpetual motion, trouble with a capital T. Being out late, having fun, the shot of every single shot in my gun. Yeah, I used to be a zero, but now I am a tired man. Yeah, I used to be a zero, but now I am a tired man.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to Home and Mortgage Talk, and I'm talking about Colorado real estate purchase contracts. And every single year they update this contract. It's done through DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies. There's like a whole structure and a thing in Colorado. I've never done a show on real estate contracts, and I certainly am not going to take you down the rabbit hole of all the regulation and the committees and the heads. And everything that do that, because my head would explode. I got out of the military for a reason. There was so much regulation. It makes the Department of Regulatory Agencies in Denver look streamlined. But in 2026 alone, there were 21 revisions to real estate documents to ensure legal compliance and to improve clarity, like clarity has ever improved. Every time they touch the mortgage application or the closing disclosure, more pages are added. Non-real estate, non-mortgage people do it in bureaucratic offices, and the same applies to Colorado. 21 revised documents. Like, after 150 years with Colorado as a state, we still haven't figured out what the documents are supposed to look like. And they changed up and made clarity on the listing contract, the sales and purchase agreement, addendums and disclosures on those contracts. We have objection and notice forms. We've got closing and post-closing documents. We've got operational and specialty forms. And wait for it, they actually have two new forms that have never existed before in the history of the state of Colorado and the Department of Regulatory Agents. The first one is an agreement to revive the contract on manufactured homes. Quite honestly, folks, I don't know why anybody would go under contract, let alone revive a contract on a mobile or manufactured home. That's a whole separate story. And then the second new form is manufactured home extension or termination. So I'll do a whole separate show on non-traditional homes, you know, log homes, mobile homes, earth homes, all of these. God, you can almost count condominiums in there now, because with the amount of insurance and HOA fees and bureaucracy in the state of Colorado migrating over to California, it's crazy. But those are the forms that they amended and the new manufactured homes that they added. Now, if you're in a manufactured home, please don't call me and say, Jay, you know, don't call my house despicable. I'm just telling you the realities. With manufactured homes, I literally just finished a transaction and there's twice the paperwork. There is increased cost on the appraisal. Like, after all of the different things that needed to be inspected and verified, the costs came out to more than $1,600 rather than $800. And manufactured and mobile homes don't depreciate like single-family homes. So I just talk from an investment standpoint. The land that they're on, because they're usually on large acreage, like this one was with a couple that I helped on 35 acres, but the homes themselves are like automobiles. The difference is a Corvette becomes a classic. A 1958 mobile home never becomes a classic. It becomes a fire heap. So it's no problem if you own them, and especially in this city, there's amazing manufactured parks that are more affordable, but that's a separate radio show. I am going to take the time to go through the actual contract, and the contract in Colorado now, as I've got one that Mark Salas and I literally just closed yesterday on Friday with an amazing client, Brandon. We did this entire purchase with no Churchill certified approval in 14 business days. That's 3 business weeks with an entire approval, an entire inspection process, an entire appraisal, an entire approval and closing process, and then an entire title and conditions and funding process. And I'm telling you right now, the biggest reason that this happened is because we had rails to run on. So one of the first conversations is, why even have a contract? I'll open up the can of worms about on top of the contract, because we're not going to talk about it today, but there was a lawsuit over the last 3 years about buyer agents and seller agents specifically and how they're paid. Why are buyer and seller agents paid 3%? The contract is totally separate from that, but who pays for the agent services? And I'm going to have Mark in here showing exactly why a contract is beneficial. But I'll tell you, from a buyer, which I have been more than 20 times now in my own homes, investment properties, and the houses that I've purchased throughout my 25 years in mortgage and my 35 years in home ownership, I've sold more than 10 properties through fix and flipping houses. My primary residences, which I've lived in 3 that I've owned in my lifetime and 4 since I have been in Colorado, but then also as an investor. And the number one reason why you have to consider a contract as opposed to just an agreement with your local attorney or a note on a piece of paper if it's a family member is a simple word, protection. Because it is a hedge of protection over you through the entire process. I'm going to talk more details about it, but a contract lays out exactly what your rights are in the process as a seller. The contract goes through exactly what your rights are as a buyer. And then it parcels out earnest money, terms of the contract, a myriad of 15-plus different suspense dates throughout the contract between the signing or the originating and the sale. It talks about real property at the house, townhome, condominium, vacant land, and everything in between that you're purchasing. I, of course, am going to talk about residential property only, and that means everything up to but to not exceed a fourplex. How do you account for the earnest money? How do you account for the real property, the appliances, deck pergolas, sheds, outpost garages and horse barns, carports, anything else in the property, how those are accounted for? It is protection. And probably the most important paragraph for me in the entire contract is 2/3 of the way through on page 20 out of 25, specifically in paragraphs 22 and 23. It talks about mediation. What happens if there is a misunderstanding, an argument, or a demand that falls within the contract and causes a problem? And then, of course, paragraph 23 is disputes. One of the most common ones is who gets your earnest money, why is there earnest money, when is the earnest money applied, who holds the earnest money, that's the money down to say, I'm going to, in due diligence, buy this house in the next 30 or 60 days, whatever the contract is. Instead of getting thrown in front of attorneys, instead of getting pushed back and forth in litigation, there is actually a dispute process within the Department of Regulatory Agents in Colorado that provides a blanket of protection for everybody. And then because it protects you with all of the progression through the contract and the dates, which Mark and I will talk about, and the different advances through the contract, you also have a provision that by default limits your cost if it does go into mediation or arbitration or litigation. So the biggest reason for these contracts is protection and the limit of your cost, because I've been involved in lawsuits and they're stressful, and Dave Ramsey, Ron Prier, Billy Eberhardt, all mentors of mine, Mike Berger, would tell you unequivocally your best way to handle an argument is not through litigation and going to court. It is settling as fast as possible because nobody wins except for the attorneys. And in Colorado, that's a major issue. I've had some people that have called me, folks, that have said, hey, you know, we're selling. I literally just did it with Susan and her siblings who are going through this process as we speak in Denver. And when they were beginning the process, they were trying to contemplate whether they were going to pay a transaction real estate agent or whether they were going to hire an attorney. A flat fee of $3,000, $5,000, or $6,000, or you hire an attorney in Colorado, wait for it, that now demand $400 to $450 an hour. There is a reason why I established my trust and did all of my estate attorney filings in Wisconsin, because attorneys in Chicago and Milwaukee are $180 to $220 an hour, and in Colorado, the last time I checked, which is more than 6 months ago, it was $425 to $475 an hour. So there's a serious cost perspective to this. But you do have that option with friend and family. And by the grace of God, Susan and her brothers chose to just go with a flat fee transaction agent, which was only $3,000. The agent literally had to do less than 15 hours of work. So it's still like $200+ an hour. But an expert in the real estate transaction, where it's more challenging to find an attorney who specifies in real estate law and also the protection of the Department of Regulatory Agencies in the standardized Colorado contract. Now, there's so much more to talk about, so I'm going to go to break here and bring in Mark Salas with Best Realty and talk about a buyer agent, talk about a listing agent, what's the advantage of having these individuals working for you, and a host of other questions about the contract itself, the different hats that real estate agents and mortgage lenders can play within it, right after these important messages. Don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. Start your next purchase or refinance loan today. 719-330-1457. I would love to help you. And in order to help you, I have to know who you are. So call me, Jay Garvins, to start your next purchase or refinance transaction at 719-330-1457. We'll be back after these important messages.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping?
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. We have officially hit the housekeeping portion of the show here on the Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk. And I've got Mark, again, amazing friend and partner from Best Realty here, my friend. We got a lot going on our place right now, huh?
Mr. Jay, how you doing today?
Good.
Good.
We
good.
Just closed Brandon Rice yesterday on Friday.
Yep, absolutely. We did that really fast. He had someone else that dropped the ball.
Let's
you were
talk.
Able to step in and
Altruist
take care of that.
Altruist was the mortgage company.
Yes.
That couldn't get it done. Here he's working on getting from New Mexico to here.
I had a relocation for a job, so this is very important because he is essentially here working and he doesn't have a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mortgage company dropped the ball and we're left hanging. It's like, hey, what's going on here? You know, we need to switch.
And you're amazing because you were down on your 20th anniversary in the Keys and you're there at the desk in the hotel just hustling deals and hustling the real estate contract, which is kind of the play manual for this entire process.
Correct. Now, keep in mind, so let's just look at this transaction. So this is what happened. The lender dropped the ball. Now, we need more time. We are asking for more time. We have to get an amendment, and we have to get the seller to agree to that amendment. Because if this doesn't go right, now we got someone that has their earnest money on the line. That's a problem. That's where you need to really make sure that you got a good team set up behind you. And people don't realize that. When you get a home under contract, you got earnest money on the line, and if you can't perform, what happens, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is stalled. The earnest money's put in jeopardy. But more than anything, take all of that away. You've got all of your hours spent. And if you even take that away, all of Brandon's hours spent, take that away. But he has no place to live. And the thing that I don't understand, this mortgage company is not a bad mortgage company. And the process that Brandon used to choose him was pretty simple. Hey, I've got a house in New Mexico.
Correct.
This mortgage company is servicing it. They've served me well.
And they're doing good.
I want to have them help me. And for the life of me, we're not going to make it about a mortgage application show. I can't figure out why they couldn't do it because you and I literally did it in 14 business days with no Churchill pre-approval, and we even closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days early, so he had a whole separate weekend to live in the house. And that's what I do full-time, get mortgages approved. I'm never distracted on how to service them. I have a servicing department for that, and he won.
Peter Dunn.
But the whole real estate contract is that way, my friend. Not going down into the weeds, let's talk about why would someone even consider, let's start with like a listing agent. Why would someone even list their house with a full-time agent? Key there is full-time agent or any agent, but it has to be a full-time agent, and we'll tell you the standard. Instead of just putting a sign in the front yard and putting it in the internet and in the Gazette in the for sale section.
Biggest thing is negotiation.
Negotiation.
You're looking for someone that's going to negotiate on your behalf, and that's either side, whether you're a listing agent, whether you're a buyer's agent. But if you're a listing agent, you're looking at getting someone that's strong, getting someone that has a team behind them, and getting someone that can take you from point A to point B. Your goal is to sell that house. How do you do it, and how do you do it efficiently? Second part to that, as a seller in the state of Colorado, with our contracts, we're a very litigious society. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure that you have your ducks in a row.
Yeah, and you're so right in that perspective, because I've watched individuals, the most common place for people to sidestep a contract altogether is family transactions. Hey, this is just my son. Hey, it's my daughter, my cousin. I'm just going to give them the house. But in that entire process, people say real estate agents or mortgage lenders or bankers or attorneys make too much money until they realize what has to be done with the preparation of the house. Like you said, the negotiation, the representation. In fact, one of the best investment properties we ever bought, Mark, was actually with Justin Hermes, and there was a discount broker on the other end. And when we went to go look at the house, we didn't even have Justin with us. My wife and I went, and in the open house, the discount listing agent wasn't there. It was the owner.
Oh, wow. Doing their own showings.
Yeah, and 1% for selling, gave 3% to the buyer agent, so a total contract for 4%. So this agent stays at home, does nothing, gets 1%. The house was sold for $220,000, so he gets $2,200. But then he invited Justin Hermes as a full exclusive buyer agent to make three times the money to represent us. And it's no surprise, biggest seller contributions ever. He negotiated $20,000 of seller proceeds.
You know, the biggest thing that we see in an instance like that is communication.
Yeah.
So I'll usually see that those agents just check out. I mean, they put the home on the market,
yeah,
and then that's it.
The big thing is, like you said, Mark, that listing agent, they just check out.
They just check out, and then you have no communication. It's like, hey, what happened here? And you're trying to get a deal done. Now, keep in mind, that listing agent is still very important to the contract. We
100%.
Need to make sure that we get their response. Hey, what's going on with the title? Hey, what's going on with the loan payoff? Hey, with all these compounding issues that as a buyer, you need to make sure that the listing agent or the seller is on top of their game so you can close on time. It's like a clock. You got all these pieces, and they all need to coordinate. They all need to work together so you get to the finish line.
And there's a lot of emotion because this is the biggest transaction in these individuals' life, whether you're buying or selling. And unless you're a business owner like you and I are, and you run Best Realty or Garvin's Media Group, it's the largest investment that you'll make in your life.
And there are so many components to it that a lot of people don't know. So you can have, I've heard this, hey, listen, what's the big deal? We're going to use a contract to buy and sell. It's this, the DORA approved form. But it depends on how you write that contract. You don't have to write deadlines. You don't have to write an appraisal deadline. You don't have to write an inspection deadline. You don't have to write a survey deadline.
Trust me, and I've done listing agents that are all over. I did one contract, and then we're going to move on to buyer agent, that we were talking in April, and she's like, hey, I've got the closing date on or before the 26th of June. I'm like 2.5 months, all of May, almost all of June, and half of April. Yeah, we'll just shore it up. And at the end, she never changed it, and the title company went berserk because we wanted to close on the 5th of June, and they never knew what was going on. So that's the listing side. But what I want to focus on more in the last 2 minutes here and the next one is the exclusive contract for the buyer agent.
Okay.
You and I both do a lot of buys and purchases, and the representation I saw you give to Brandon and so many others is just flawless. Why would someone use a buyer's agent and not just walk right into the seller.
So the buyer's agent's looking out for the buyer. That's the main thing.
Period.
So, period. The buyer needs someone reviewing comparable sales. They need someone negotiating those repairs. They need someone explaining the risk. They need someone protecting their interests. I had a buyer recently, and they were looking at buying an investment property, and they like some newer homes. Now, we know that these metro districts here in Colorado Springs are causing an issue, and I laid it out for them. I said, hey, listen, I'd be more than willing to show you these homes, but here's the numbers. You're going to be paying more than $400 on this entry-level home with the metro district just in taxes.
$400 a month.
A month. Then
so that's $5,000 a year, $4,800,
yes.
As opposed to some place down in like Ivywall that's going to be $1,800 or...
Plus your insurance. So when you calculate in the insurance, you're even going over that. You're well over $600 per month. That cuts into that person's bottom line.
Absolutely. And that is just so incredibly huge. So hold it right there. We're going to be back and have five more minutes of this conversation after the break. Understanding what a listing agent does for you, now a buyer agent. And then we'll spend a minute or two about at least understanding a transaction real estate agent right after these important messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call 719-330-1457 if you have any questions at all about the conversation today or starting your next purchase process loan right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
I'm gonna get myself connected. I ain't gonna go blind for the light that is reflected. Hear me out. Can you hear me out? Can you hear me out?
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Well, thanks. We are in the final power wrap-up segment. I'm going to give 5 full minutes for Mark and I to sum up the conversation, understanding the contract I went through. We went through the listing agent. The buyer agent, Mark, is where we were talking about. And representing that buyer is so important, especially nowadays, like you said, for the area to buy.
Correct.
Depending on your location and the property taxes and the insurance. That's a thing, but let's talk a minute or two about the inspection, because of all the agents I've worked with, I'm so proud that you're a partner. I mean, dude, 2 times in a row now, we've done contract together in this environment where you had $10,000 of seller proceeds for your buyer and my borrower.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing is we're trying to work on behalf of the buyer, and that's where it starts in the negotiation. So we submit an offer. We say, hey, lender, what do we need? You know, Jay, here's what we're going in at. Tell me what we need. That way we can get these guys in for the minimum.
You guys have to call Mark. Mark, give your number.
719-201-9571.
So I don't care if it's for a listing appointment. I don't care if it's as a buyer agent. You've got to call Mark Salas because he's just the professional of the professionals. Give your number again. It's just hilarious.
Hey, 719-201-9571.
And when we were finishing off Brandon's contract, I'm like, this dude got a new driveway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we were able to get... yeah, we went over there to
that's
the house, take a look at
my
the house.
My man wants a new driveway. And you got it. Plus $10,000.
Yes. Yeah, so we were able to get... Hey, we need to know what he needed.
Man, I appreciate that, putting that hustle, hustle, hustle music in the background. Because if I had anybody in my camp and battle, bro, it would be you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Say your number one more time again.
719-201-9571.
Okay, so we could talk about this forever, but the real estate contract, the biggest thing that it does for you is, from my perspective, it actually gives you guidelines to run on. There's no doubt about that because you've got all the suspense dates, you know, through the title, through the inspection, through the appraisal, through the loan approval and all of that.
Yeah, so we just got to put those deadlines in there, and that's when we talk with the buyer. We talk with our team. What are the deadlines that we have to have? And the deadlines are so important. And one of the big things we talked about a couple shows ago was inspections.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to do the inspection right away. We want to get that done before we order the appraisal. Because think about this. The inspection, boy, the last inspections we've done, we're into it for about $750 now. Because with VA, now they need a termite inspection.
Yep, they do. That's new. And then, God forbid, you live out east and they need septic inspections.
Correct.
And well inspections and all of that.
So very easily, $1,000 on top of your earnest money. Now, how much are you seeing for the appraisals now?
$800 on a VA and $670 on a conventional.
So let's just go $800 and $800. You're into it for $1,600. You do not want that buyer to spend money on the appraisal if they don't like the house. You
and
get
something.
Yeah, and you see something major. And we are paying someone to nitpick this property. That's what I always tell these buyers. Hey, we're nitpicking the property. They're going to spend 3 hours here. They're going to just pick it apart. But after we get done with that inspection, hey, if the seller said, no, I'm not going to repair anything, are you fine with moving forward? If the answer is yes, then, hey, we move forward. We try and negotiate those repairs, and then we ask Jay, let's order the appraisal. But we do this systematically. And we got other dates and deadlines. You got insurance deadlines. You know, because, Jay, the insurance deadline hits you hard because you need to know what the insurance is, because the insurance directly affects the loan. So that's another big deal. So we want to make sure that the buyer is okay with the insurance. We had one where they had a vacant lot next door, and they were charging them for a fire rating.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
So,
and that is stuff that's got to be negotiated. And I used to say that mortgages and real estate actually wasn't rocket science. But I just laughed the other day with a friend of mine. I said, the last 2 years I've been saying mortgages and real estate are absolutely rocket science. So you've got to get a professional. Mark, give your number right one more time before we separate here.
It's 719-201-9571.
Thanks for coming on, and
I
appreciate you. And for everybody else listening, it's so important that you understand this process. Because when you assemble a team on a baseball field or a football field or even a dance floor or a volleyball court or a lacrosse, there is always captains, there's always coaches, and there's people in charge. And in the real estate transaction, I've always told people, a creature is defined by a two-headed monster. And you cannot have a two-headed monster on your real estate team. Under all circumstance, when you have a real estate agent, you've got a mortgage lender, you have inspectors, you've got title companies, you've got appraisers, and everybody else in between, and your real estate agent is the captain of that team. He is the leader of your military squadron. He is the coach of your football team. She is the coach of your entire team, and you have to have a team that works together. I'm going to tell you, the advantage of why I have partners like Mark on the radio is because not only is he a capable real estate agent, but he's also a business owner. He runs a successful real estate clientele as an agent, but he also runs Best Realty, and on top of that, he employs his family and gives other people a paycheck. But on top of that, just like I am in multiple facets, Mark is an investor. You will actually interview real estate agents that don't even own a house. That's like going to a marriage counselor that's single. So my point is that Mark has dozens of houses himself. He has another handful of commercial real estate. And then even more than that is he's just a man with integrity. So when you can get all of those pieces, that's why I've been at this microphone for 15 years. I love Jesus. And I have a very strong system of integrity. I love to have fun, but I've been a business owner long before, and I would be long after mortgage and real estate. This radio show itself is a separate company. But I also am a homeowner, and I can tell you about investment, but then I'm very, very capable as an owner of a mortgage company and a manager, but also I do the transactions. So when people tell me, well, what's your rate? I'm like, you know what? I want to spend some time to educate you on the process. My rate is competitive, but I think maybe you should go to your credit union. Because the wealth of knowledge that people like Mark Solis bring to the transaction, like Ashley Bush and Bill McAfee bring to the transaction with title, the way that I do with Churchill Mortgage, is going to absolutely guide you through the transaction where it's a celebration instead of a headache. So I hope this conversation about the real estate contract has helped you, but all of it's worthless in the end of your life. It's really your friends, your family, and your loved ones that matter. Not your real estate, not the transaction, not even that really cool deck you have in your backyard. So go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. But bang! Real estate is fun along the way. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin
What's
Show.
What's that you say? Oh, man, no way.
Put a lid down on it and everything will be all right. Put a lid on
Don't hand me that.
Put a lid on
I'm all right, Jack.
Put a lid down on it before the body starts to fight.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Bye-bye.